friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from one of my friends, Demi. Hey, Demi. She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready to hear the story about a cupcake monster? Me too. Let's go. Hey, Mom, is it going to be a nice day today? Asked Demi. Her mom reached for her phone and opened up the weather app and... Yeah, it looks like it's going to be nice and partly sunny, a little cloudy, which that's nice, and a nice warm day. Yeah, it's going to be a perfect day. Why? Do you think we could do a bake sale? Ooh, that's a fun idea, Demi. Yeah, let's totally do that. Do you know what a bake sale is? Bake sales are kind of like lemonade stands, except instead of selling lemonade, you make delicious things like cupcakes and cookies and Rice Krispie treats and everything that you can imagine that is delicious. And people buy those things. It's a really fun thing to do. And Demi is an amazing cook. She loves to make cookies and cupcakes and everything delicious, but cupcakes are definitely the thing that she's best at. Her cupcakes are almost world famous. If you were to taste Demi's cupcakes, you would want to eat 10,000 more because they're so good. Well, she checked her pantry for all the ingredients just to make sure that they had enough, and there was some, enough for a batch or two, but not enough to do a whole bake sale. All right, Demi, said her mom. Why don't we start baking with what we have now, and then I'll run to the store and get some more ingredients, and then we can bake some more cupcakes. Sounds great, said Demi. They both started putting all the ingredients together, which there was a secret recipe for these cupcakes. That's how good they are. And as they were putting them all together, they put them in the oven, and as the cupcakes started to rise... Oh, it smelled so good. Can you close your eyes and imagine the smell of some delicious, fresh cupcakes as they're nice and warm and sweet? And oh boy, I gotta stop talking about these cupcakes. Well, as Demi and her mom took the cupcakes out of the oven, the first batch of many more, oh, they smelled so good. She started to decorate them. One by one, each cupcake was a unique decoration. Different colors of frosting and sprinkles and toppings made them all each unique. Wow, these are gonna taste so good. Demi was really proud of herself. These were some of the best cupcakes that she'd ever made, and she couldn't wait to make more. All right, Demi, I will be right back, okay? And then we'll finish making the rest of the cupcakes. Her mom ran to the store, and Demi was there to finish decorating the cupcakes that they had. And all of a sudden, one of the cupcakes took a tumble, like a big tumble. It broke on the floor. Oh no, said Demi. She reached down and picked up the cupcake, and that one was ruined, so I guess we'll have to eat that one. But as she picked it up and set it back on the counter, there was a big pile of crumbs on the floor. And, I gotta get the broom. Demi ran over to the closet to get the broom and the dustpan. And by the time she got back to clean up the mess, wait, the mess was already cleaned up. The crumbs had vanished. Wait a second. Wait, did Demi's brothers eat them off the floor? Like, where was it a creature? Her brothers are kind of like creatures. I don't know. That's very strange. Demi couldn't figure it out where those crumbs could have magically gone in just like 10 seconds. Because they definitely didn't have like invisible cleaning fairies that would have cleaned it up. This is a mystery. Demi needed to put on all of her spy gear to figure out this mystery because something strange was going on. As she ran upstairs to get all of her spy gear, magnifying glass and fingerprinting kit, and everything, she came back downstairs to start looking. Nothing. Nothing out of the ordinary. The rest of her family weren't nearby, so it couldn't have been them. It must have been something. Oh no! Do you think a mouse is in here? Uh-oh, I don't like mice! Demi thought to herself. She jumped on top of the counter in the kitchen. She didn't want a mouse to run over her foot. Oh dear, that would be really gross! Have you ever had a mouse run over your foot? Me neither, but I can definitely imagine that that would not be a fun thing to experience, and Demi didn't want that to happen either. But as she was sitting on top of the counter, she heard a sound. What was that? It came from underneath, like from inside the cabinet. It happened again. Oh no, what do I do? What do I do? Demi was getting very worried. Was she going to be stuck on that counter forever? Because there's no way that she's going to jump down there. There could be some kind of monster under there. Oh, wait. No. Us spies, we got to choose to be brave. I can do this. I just got to count to three. One, two, three. As soon as she said three, Demi hopped off the counter and... oh, she looked right at the cabinet. All right. I gotta see what's in there. She opened up the door and shone a flashlight inside. And there it was! It was a not so giant, it was a very small, pink, fluffy monster! Demi started to laugh a little bit as the creature looked right at her and blinked one eyeball. Yes, it was a pink, fluffy creature, this maybe a little bigger than a mouse. But it only had one big eye. It had four arms and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wow. 8 feet or kind of like tentacles. They're kind of like an octopus, but not an octopus. And wow. It smells exactly like chocolate cupcakes.
Why, hello there. Thank you for the cupcake earlier. That was absolutely delicious.
Oh. Was it you that ate all that the crumbs on the floor?
Yes, it was. I loved it. Could I have some more?
Well, I was making these for a bake sale, but what's your name?
Hi, you can call me Pinky. I'm a cupcakeosaurus.
What's a cupcakeosaurus?
Well, you see, I love cupcakes. I only eat cupcakes, and... I've been smelling all of your baking, and it's absolutely delicious. And so when I saw the crumbs, I knew that that was my chance, and they were so good. Can I have more, please?
Okay. Demi reached for another piece of the cupcake and handed it to this new fluffy pink friend of hers, and... all right, well, I'm about to make some more, do you want to help with the bake sale?
What do you mean, help with the bake sale? People don't like me. I'm very scary looking, and everyone always screams when they see me, but why didn't you scream?
Well, it kind of scared me a little bit at first, because I didn't know that there was like a real creature in the cabinet, but yeah, I can see that you're not mean, and you just like cupcakes a lot, so we could totally be friends.
You want to be friends with me?
Pinky was very excited. I don't think he's ever had a friend before. I think Demi is about to be his first friend.
Oh boy! I would love to be your friend! And then we can do bake sales and cupcake sales every day!
I love your excitement, Pinky, but I don't think we can do a bake sale every day, but we can make cupcakes a lot, and maybe you could become a cupcake chef too. And that is the day that Demi and Pinky became a cooking cupcake business. They became some of the most famous cupcake chefs in the whole wide world, and I'm so glad that Demi became friends with Pinky, because even though he looked a little scary... he was actually a really good friend. And that is the end of today's adventure. We'll see you next time, friends. Bye! Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Carter and Dean from Toronto, Lennox from Virginia, Rose from Washington, Flynn from Shanghai, China, Liam from Los Angeles, California, Luca from Mill Valley, California, and Isher from Calgary. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, you guys have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.